Week 18 Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle, and the plants to serve men's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests, On the treetops, the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. A reading from the prophet Amos. The words of Amos, who was among the shepherds of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, The Lord roars from Zion, and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. Thus says the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment. Because they have threshed Gilead with the threshing sledges of iron. So I will send a fire upon the house of Hazael, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad. I will break the bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Aven, and him that holds the sceptre from Ben-Eden. And the people of Syria shall go into exile to Kir, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they carried into exile a whole people to deliver them up to Edom. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour her strongholds. I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and him that holds the sceptre from Ascalon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment. Because they delivered up a whole people to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Tyre, and it shall devour her strongholds. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not revoke the punishment. Because he pursued his brother with the sword, and cast off all pity, and his anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath for ever. So I will send a fire upon Teman, and it shall devour the strongholds of Bozrah. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of the Ammonites, and for four, I will not revoke the punishment. Because they have ripped up women with child in Gilead, that they might enlarge their border, so I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour her strongholds with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not revoke the punishment, because he burned to lime the bones of the king of Edom. So I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the strongholds of Keroth. And Moab shall die amid uproar, amid shouting and the sound of the trumpet. I will cut off the ruler from its midst. I will slay all her princes with him, says the Lord. A responsory from Psalm 9. The Lord has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. The Lord roars from Sion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. He will judge the peoples with his truth. The beginning of the letter attributed to Barnabas, chapter 1. Greetings to you, my sons and my daughters, in the name of the Lord who loved us. Peace. Rich and eminent indeed are the evidences of holiness with which God has endowed you, and such a root has his gift of spiritual grace taken in your hearts that I am overjoyed by the bliss and glory of your souls. It deepens the happiness of my own hopes for salvation when I see such an outpouring of the Spirit upon you from the riches of the divine fountainhead. After longing so much for a sight of you, the reality has left me overwhelmed. One thing at least I know, and I am deeply conscious in my own mind. Since I last spoke to you, there is a great deal that I have come to understand. For on my pilgrimage towards holiness, I have had the companionship of the Lord. Consequently, I too, like him, am bound to think of you as dearer to me than life itself, because of the intense faith and love that have their dwelling in your hearts, as you hope for the life which is his. Also, I have a feeling that if my care on your behalf prompts me to pass on some part of what I myself have received, it may earn me a reward for being of service to souls of such merit. For these reasons, I have been at pains to send you this small treatise, by which, in addition to your faith, you may be put in complete possession of knowledge as well. The divine principles are three in number. Faith begins and ends with hope, hope of life. Judgment begins and ends with holiness, and the works of holiness are evidenced by love and the joy and gladness it brings. Moreover, through the prophets, the Master has laid open to us both past and present history, and has even given us an anticipatory taste of the future as well. It follows that when we see events coming to pass, step by step, precisely as he told us, this ought to enrich and heighten the reverential fear we pay to him. So what I purpose to do, not as teacher, but as one of yourselves, is to put a few thoughts before you that should bring comfort to your hearts in the situation we are now facing. For these are evil days, with the worker of evil himself in the ascendant. And this means that we must apply ourselves to a careful study of the divine ordinances, having patience and the fear of God to reinforce our faith, and resignation and self-discipline for allies. Provided we keep a firm hold on these, in a spirit of holiness, in all matters that have to do with the Lord, then wisdom, intelligence, understanding, and enlightenment will gladly come to keep them company. Now what the Lord has made abundantly clear to us by the mouths of all his prophets is that sacrifices, burnt offerings, and oblations are things of which he has not the smallest need. His own words are, "What do I care about all these sacrifices of yours, says the Lord? I am satiated with burnt offerings. I want neither fat of lambs, blood of bull or goat, nor your own attendance here in my sight. Never again are you to come tramping to my courts. It is useless to proffer me gifts of fine flour. Incense is detestable to me, and I cannot endure your new moons and your Sabbaths." A responsory based on Galatians chapter 2. We acknowledge that what makes a man righteous is faith in Jesus Christ. We had to become believers in Christ Jesus so that faith in Christ might justify us. Abraham put his faith in God, and it was reckoned virtue in him. We had to become believers in Christ Jesus so that faith in Christ might justify us. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. We recognize with joy that you, Lord, created us, and that you guide us by your providence. In your unfailing kindness, support us in our prayer, renew your life within us, guard it, and make it bear fruit for eternity. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.